您现在听到的是精简版的 Roundtable 节目，想收听并下载一小时完整节目，可以打开网站 CRIEZFM.com 点击 Roundtable。 Podcast 用户可以搜索圆桌会议。As we get older, the way we see life and experience it also become quite different. So today we'll take a look at how life is different at 18, 25, and 30 years old. And this is a post on BuzzFeed. Quite interesting. So let's take a look at it.
Okay, well, I'll start with friendship. It seems like when you're 18, your friends are always your BFFs. That's your best friend forever, and there's no doubt about it. But at 25, you've lost some along the way, but you still have at least 10 to go out dancing with if you want to. I can resonate with this. And then at 30, you count them with one hand, but they're basically family.
Aww.
Okay, so you don't have any friends. I think, well, is it really that sad, Xiaohua?
It's not that sad, I have to say, but it's basically going along the right way, I think. Especially after you have a family, gradually you'll find, well, you're still hanging out with other people, but usually people with families as well. And your social circle sort of will, diminish a little bit.
But you have your kid and your family, and that's supposed to be worth the world to you.
I mean, it makes sense for people that have children because, I mean, they don't have time, really, to go out as much as they used to, do they, with their friends? I mean, the other thing is, of course, you know, once they've had a baby, they discover a whole new world to talk about with other people in the same situation. They have less in common with their single friends once they get married and have a baby.
Okay, I have just one special question for you.
Go on then.
Mark, very special for you. So, you mentioned baby. Does it do the same thing to you if you have a dog?
It really does.
After you pass the age of 30.
Oh, well, I don't know about past the age of 30. I mean, having a dog is a... You know, when I was a boy, we had a dog, but I had a brother and sister. And it seemed to me, thinking back, it was so easy having a dog. Nothing to it.
Mm-hmm.
Very easy. And then my mum, I said to my mum, wasn't it difficult? You know, you brought up three children and a dog at the same time. And she said, no, because you three kids, you brought up the dog. You looked after the dog.
Mm-hmm.
And dogs need a lot of attention,
yeah.
As I'm now finding now.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
like
when I'm left on my own with the dog to look after the dog, which can be sometimes for a few weeks at a time, it's tremendously demanding creature to have around, a dog is. Always wants attention, always wants to play,
yeah.
Which is great, but you do need to do a bit of work sometimes at home or just relax a little bit. And, of course, living in an apartment, the dog needs to be walked at least twice a day. So it's a lot of work, which was a real eye-opener for me.
Right, so that will get you prepared for a real baby, I suppose.
Or just put me off it forever.
Oh, no!
But actually, a baby's probably easier, because they do actually grow up, and then you can start making them do things around the flat, tasks, the washing up.
Okay, it sounds like...
You can't do that with a dog. It's a baby forever in a way, isn't it?
That's right. A dog can, at the most, be a six-year-old, I guess. You
it's
know,
a baby for the 15 years or so of its life, isn't
it? Yeah, so the trick is to trick your child to be, you know, a house slave. And okay, that's a joke. That's a joke.
There you go.
And also, what I find interesting in this little list is the relationship with your body. So when you're 18, you eat pretty much anything without worrying too much. Yeah, when I was before the age of 25, I used to have like two tubs of Haagen-Dazs ice cream or whatever ice cream, sometimes as a meal. And
a meal, have I? Oh, she's looked at me.
Okay, and when I was 18 and 20, I would eat half a watermelon as my healthy dinner. So when I want to lose weight or something, I'll have half a watermelon, and a big one.
Was it satisfactory, the result?
Yes. Okay. No, the losing weight effect, not so much. But in terms of my palate, quite satisfactory.
It is true, isn't it? You know, I mean, perhaps many of our listeners won't know this yet, but you can eat anything in your 20s, and you don't put on weight.
Exactly.
But as soon as you hit 30... it's not the same anymore. Your body slows down, doesn't
it? Because your basic metabolism slows down, yes.
It seems to have quite an effect. I mean,
well, it's comforting to know that it sounds like it's the same for men and women in this department.
Yes,
so
sure.
when you're 25, it seems like, you know, life has peaked, that you are a bombshell no matter what. Okay? Mm. And when you're 30, yeah, they're right. Everything falls.
That's terrible.
Oh, that is
actually
terrible.
I don't agree with this at all. Although I don't really have experience in this department, but I think now we just live longer, and with, you know, the development of technology, and we know more about dietary and all those kind of things, and we exercise more, I think actually you can prolong these stages in life. I think, you know, 30 is the new 20. I actually do believe that.
Prolong it forever, He Young.
Oh.
Now, the one I like best on the list is the relationship with your parents.
Okay.
At 18, you fight with them all the time. They just don't understand you. At 25, you call your parents before any important decision. At 30, you're turning into them.
Aww. Okay, Xiaohua, what do you think? Putting you on the spot.
Okay. I agree 100% totally, although sadly, but it is true. When you're turning maybe 35, maybe not 30. 30 is too early to be turning into your parents.
Do you think it's though when you have kids, 35. Though? Is it an age thing, or is it when you have kids, I wonder? It might be that when you have a child, then that might be the thing that turns you into your own mother or father.
Because you are a parent, right? And I think parents around the world are pretty much the same. You know, being naggy parents, you know, sometimes losing your temper to very little things. We have all done that as parents. And that's the time you realize, no, I have turned into something that I vowed never to turn into.
So that's a different test to what Mark promoted yesterday. Today it should be, you know, when... Put that test on if you are a parent. See if you're turning into your mother. And if you think you have, then maybe the alarm should go off. And I think for me in this relationship with your parents, a little test here, I think I'm just forever 25 in that sense, as I've passed that age now. But I'm still a huge baby, and my parents are still the two that I turn to for wise advice and, you know, a shoulder to cry upon. And actually, I feel a little bit bad that I should be more mature than that, but I haven't matured very much.
You just mentioned the thing we were talking about yesterday, the phrase, you know, only do things in public that your mother would not. Imagine your mother's there.
Yeah.
But actually, we must thank Draco for a little cartoon that he sent in.
Draco is very talented.
Did we put that up on our WeChat?
Yes, we did.
Yes.
You do not have an opinion against it, do you?
No, except that I would have preferred to be above the P than below it.
Okay.
Thank you.
That's interesting.
For those that haven't seen it, have a look on our WeChat.
Yeah.
Thank you, Draco. We thought that was very imaginative.
That
entertained us in the office after the show yesterday.
Right.
That did.
We still have time to go to maybe one or two of these lists of comparisons. This is a little bit interesting, your place, so the difference in your place. At 18, you still live with your parents, and your room is your hideaway from the world. At 25, you live with your best friend and share leftovers all the time. And at 30, you get to run around your apartment naked without anyone freaking out.
Meaning you own the place?
I don't know what that means.
Please.
I suppose, or you can afford to rent on your own, but they're saying.
Yes, you're,
as well,
you're perhaps, finally becoming independent and not having to share a room with someone.
It's a shame that this conflicts with the other advice, that from at the age of 30, everything is sagged on your body. You know, the minute you get your own place and you can run around naked...
You'll freak yourself out, you mean?
You'll freak yourself out, won't you? Yes, you will, with the way everything's gone south.
Oh, no.
You said it would.
No, I... Oh, okay, don't put words into my mouth, Mark. I don't like that. Well,
no, you did say that, didn't you?
I don't remember what I said. Anyway, let's take this outside later.
I'm sure she's going to hit me before the end of the show.
Well, I'm a very energetic, you have to know that. And my favorite one is about alcoholic.
Oh, yeah.
Alcohol, actually. At 18, the more the better. At 25, you get drunk on special occasions. And at 30, it's your best friend.
I don't know about it.
Well, it's not.
Is it true for you?
You can tell it's not.
I haven't reached that point. I really don't know.
Obviously, this was done in probably American survey or British one where there's an alcohol problem. I mean, clearly this doesn't apply to Chinese culture at all, does it?
But I think it's interesting to make a comparison here. And I think, well, at least for me, I think having a margarita or a mojito in hand is always quite nice.
All right, so it's your best friend forever, whether you're 18, 25, or 30.
Hopefully not. Let's see if there's a change with things.
Okay, let me go to one last thing about traveling. So at 18, you go wherever your buddies go and sleep anywhere. And at 30, you need the beach, a comfortable hotel, and a mojito in hand.
Oh, that's you. Well, not yet, because you're not 30 yet.
So after you're 30, you don't want to backpack anymore. You just want to stay comfortably in a beach hotel and watch sunset.